This started.
Oh my God. WrestleMania wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't that bad. I think everything went good. The earth is still intact. Okay. All right. We had a decent WrestleMania. All right. All right, guys. Yeah,
I want it good.
It was better than WrestleMania 6.
Dude, it was better than last year for me, man. I can say that without even blinking, man. That was better than last year. It was better than the last 2 years, if you ask me.
Truth be told, though, I think Cena Rock 1 was better than this one.
Way better.
You know what? That's saying something.
Granted, that's on the level of, like, the shit I took yesterday is better than the shit I took today.
Exactly.
Oh, the shit I took before the show was masterful.
Can we just kick off this thing with what happened to that Team Funk match?
It's time constraint, and you know what? It's a kind of, you know, for a lot of people who bitch and complain about WWE doing shit like this, it's a little bit justice for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of justice because he's like, yeah, they, you know, we didn't get to see Brodus up there shucking and jiving, but we did miss out on some ass. So,
yeah, I kind of wanted that, but then
no. Y'all not
there
on my level.
Comedy skits. That's surprising.
That was shocking. There was no Hornswoggle. There was no this. You know what? It was kind of funny. I did hear a We Want Ryder chant.
You know what? Zack Ryder was tweeting. Mother. I think, Corey, were you the one that said when Zack Ryder was like, I wish I was at WrestleMania right now. He's like, shut up, Ryder.
That was me.
First off, the pre-match, we only seen clips of it. Miz actually won. Miz actually won. I'm kind of shocked that they gave it a Miz with that 3.5 quarter, that figure 3.5 quarter lock that he does.
Yeah.
What do you mean that was a? Hold on. What do you mean that was a figure four?
figure 3.5.
Oh my God! You know what? Whatever. You know what? He
figure
won.
Figure two.
That's what somebody told me yesterday. That it was a figure two. Oh, but he won. I have nothing to really say about this. I guess they really got confidence in Miz wanting him to be a face again or some shit. But then again, I don't think this hurts Wade Barrett. But I don't know. The IC is kind of getting put in around right now. So, you know, I have nothing to say about it.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing for nobody? Okay, cool.
There's
something I have a lot to say about, but not The Miz, no.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to go Godfather and be like, yeah, the Intercontinental Champion used to mean something.
Ooh.
Back in my day.
Ooh.
It's like Ken Shamrock used to hold it and it meant something.
Ooh.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
I'm just kidding, people.
You know what? Somebody told me that last time. I'm like, Ken Shamrock. They need somebody like Ken Shamrock. And here's me. No, we don't.
Yo, Ken Shamrock's trying to come back. He said he contacted someone in the WWE and they didn't. They just said no.
I bet they said, they like, hey, yeah, can I come back? He's like, hey, how about no, Kenneth? No. We're fine. We'll do all right. The first match of the night, which shocked me when I heard Sheamus' music go off. I was like, holy shit, we're doing this first?
Yeah, I thought Dolph was about to go on first.
I'll be honest with you. I thought this was a better way than doing it like the previous freaking pay-per-view with the heavyweight championship being the first damn match.
That was
the previous two, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, this was a lot better, but, you know, we see the Shield come out. They got a good pop from the crowd, man, once again. I think they all had a really, really good match. The only thing that I think kind of soured it for some people, and everybody's calling, like, you know, betrayal, that Orton didn't go off. It was the Big Show, and CJ, that was you that predicted this.
Yes.
Asshole.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I called D up about that. I was like, see, D, I was right. They should turn hill. He's like, yeah, shut up, Chris.
Like, yeah. Like, excuse me. Yeah. Fuck you. Anyway.
I mean, granted, it's like, yeah, that was so predictable that Big Show did it, but it's like I was expecting a chokeslam, not a punch. It's like, yeah.
This, The match itself was average. You know, to me, it was average. I don't know. What do you guys think about the match? It was average.
I loved the match, actually. As an opener, it set the tempo. Oh, yeah. Yes, it did. Yes, it and did. And it got everybody over that needed to get over. And it gave Randy Orton something to do, which a lot of his issue over the past, like, couple of months is that he's had nothing to do. He's just been coming out, oh, face Dolph Ziggler, you know. And that's been his thing.
Yeah.
You know, now he'll be like, come out and, Big Show, come on out. Like,
yay,
be his new thing, yay. Fucking Randy.
I mean,
there was a lot of hate after that fucking Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, son of a bitch.
Somebody's like this, just put somebody in the head. Put somebody in the fucking head.
Yeah, just get Ted DiBiase. Like, but I mean, it got the Shield over. The Shield worked that match like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They did. And I actually thought Seth Rollins took a good bump. If I'm mistaken, didn't he go face first into the security wall?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know what, Tyler?
During the entrance, Seth Rollins like flipped over the barricade and landed on his head.
Jesus.
This is what and it left. It left a big wet spot.
Who's that? Who's that? He's fucking Jack Evans, just breaking his neck for no fucking reason now, man. I think it was Jack Evans that used to
maybe.
I think it was Jack Evans. Yeah, it's fucking Jack Evans. His non-wrestling ass used to always do these moonsaults and fall dead on his neck.
Sounds more like Teddy Hart.
Teddy Hart, yeah, Teddy Hart's the same way. All right, CJ, Teddy Hart is a part of the Hart family, and he's like...
Oh, no, I've read up on Wiki on Teddy Hart just a little bit, so I
know
who it is.
Yeah, CM Punk hates him.
Oh, a lot of people hate him. Yeah.
He is like that guy that's just like, you know what, fuck Teddy Hart, I hate you.
Who was it?
People are more likely to work with Teddy Hart than they are to work with New Jack.
that takes a lot.
Ooh, right? Wow, that takes a lot. Wow.
Do it. Once again, future show. We're talking about New Jack. I fucking hate New Jack. That's probably going to be the name of the damn show. I fucking hate New Jack.
Possible I could join on the New Jack hate because I've seen videos of him and I'm like, yo, I would really like to jump in and just punch him in the face even though I know in real life he'll probably snap my neck.
Bite me or some shit. But anyway, the match after that, what was the match after that? Was it on Ryback and Mark Henry?
Yeah, okay. Back up though. What grade would y'all give that first
match? I want to say B-, because like you said, it's like Corey said, it actually set the tempo. When I think about it, that was perfect. So yeah, about B- for me.
Yeah, same. B-.
I'd just to go against the grade, I'd give it a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Okay. All right. Cool. If you do 4 out of 10, I'm gonna fucking slap you, bro. You know how much that hurts me that my wrestling hero said that one of my favorite wrestlers is like, you know, a bum. You know how much that hurts me.
That whatever. <cuts deep.
laughs> Whatever. I get over it. Anyway.
Who Triple H?
Yeah, he said Triple H. He's like, oh, he's a decent worker, but he never had a good moment. 4 out of 10.
That was like freaking comic book guy all of a sudden now.
Pretty much, man. Brett just looks like he's just pissed off at a lot of shit that he never got over. But anyway, that's another show again. Ryback and Mark was next, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whew, my God.
All right.
Put it this way, these guys cannot wrestle a long set. I'm just saying it. They can't. I honest to God don't think that they're good. You can see that they're not capable of long matches, but it was actually better than what I thought it was going to be. I'll admit that.
You know what? I really thought that. I think that. All right, now I probably looked at it wrong, but I think Ryback got tossed over the rope. It looked like he hurt himself doing it, man.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Because it could be just me just overanalyzing shit like I do. But
I noticed him getting hurt by wrestling a match longer than 5 minutes.
Okay, look. See, you're not right. You see, that's just terrible, dog. That's just fucking terrible, man. But you know what? I have nothing to say about this match. It was not boring. I can tell you that much. At least some shit happened.
It was entertaining, but it's like, hey, Ryback picked up Henry and did nothing.
He did pick up Henry. Henry still got the win, but somehow we had him Wait a minute, what did he do? Now, I stepped out the room when that happened. What happened after the match?
Henry pretty much fell on him and pinned him and won.
No, I seen that part, but what happened after the match? After the big thing went off.
Ryback got in the ring and did his finish on him. That's pretty much it.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I really don't have nothing to say about that. So if I'm being a really asshole about this, wow. Okay, it wasn't bad. So C minus, D plus?
C minus. I mean, for me, it was a C minus. It was like, I was better than what I thought, but it's like, clearly these guys can don't know how to wrestle long sets. That's pretty much my grand summation of it.
It was an 8-minute match. Let you know, it was an 8-minute match.
8 minutes, okay. You know, Mark Henry versus Big Show was like the perfect big versus big match.
Yeah.
And this was not it.
Yep.
Big Show gets a lot of shit for not being a great worker, but Mark Henry wasn't the brains of that match, I'll say that.
He really wasn't.
That match, it wasn't bad on a Lesnar versus Goldberg scale, because these two still gave a fuck.
Oh man, we're getting to Lesnar later, man. Holy shit,
we getting to that later. We really will. Wow. I'm looking at the times these matches went. Okay, go ahead.
But I would give it like a solid C.
All right,
I'm C minus in it only because I was one of those guys who were like, man, it'd be awesome if Ryback and freaking Mark Henry wrestled, and somebody told me you don't want to see that. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I watch it, and I'm like, now I see why. It's like, oh,
just hit that red letter media. Oh, well, anyway, the following match: Team Hell No versus Ziggler and Big E. Okay, I only seen parts of this match. Once again, unfortunately, something happened where I had to be a father. But all I know is that a flying headbutt was induced. So I can't really be a good judge of this. You guys go on. I didn't see all of it.
I'm not a fan of Big E after this match. That's just me.
You were a fan in the first place?
No, I'm just saying. I was figuring this match is going to maybe make me like him. And then this was just like, yo, what the hell, man? This dude is terrible. But, it was an average tag match. I mean, nothing special or anything. It was like, it's cool, you know. I was expecting Ziggler and Big E to get the win just for the upset and stuff, like you mentioned earlier. But, you know, like I said, I had Team Hell No winning anyway, so.
Yeah, it wasn't bad in the sense of, like, you know, it was just a regular good old match, I guess.
No, go ahead.
What I will say is that crowd fucking popped for both guys, and I thought it was actually pretty fucking awesome. When Dolph came out there, fans were loud. When Team Hell No came out, fans were loud again, chanting yes. That being said, when I'm talking about the pops, motherfucking The Shield got a good pop. Mark Henry got a decent pop. Ryback comes out, no one cheers.
That is horrible. That's bad. Very bad.
And I feel bad for the guy, man. I was like, you know what? I said my shit about Ryback, and I'm starting to feel bad for it now, man. I'm really starting to feel bad for it. But I don't know, Corey, what do you think about it, man?
It wasn't a great match. It wasn't a bad match. Ziggler had some nice work into it. He always puts in great work. I'd also give that one like a... I liked it better than the Ryback match. I'd probably give it a B minus.
I have, like I said, I can't grade this match correctly, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, B for me.
All right, a match I did see, and this is another example of when you give wrestlers a certain amount of time and they make the most of it. Fandango and Jericho. Okay. Wow.
Dumb gimmick aside, but that dude is fucking talented as shit.
Dude, they went for 9 minutes.
Great match.
They went for 9 minutes.
Best 9 minutes ever.
Every second count. I actually put more of that on Jericho. because a lot of people were saying that Fandango was getting carried the whole match. I like it. If he is, I'd rather it be Jericho to carry him. So I mean,
that was good. That was good.
I liked it. I really liked it, man. I really liked it. It ended on a steamboat Macho Man type of tip where he gets rolled up at the very, very end. That's one of those matches where somebody get rolled up, you don't get fucking pissed at it.
That match is just so perfectly worked. Jericho obviously helped, but Johnny Curtis is somebody. Fandango, we'll see.
Disco Inferno light.
So, all right, you know what? Somebody said the same thing. Did you see that? You see that same tweet? Did you?
Yeah, I did. Actually, shout out the main event because he actually mentioned Alex Wright and Disco Inferno in the same sentence.
Wow, he said he used the Alex Wright.
Correct? Yes, Alex Wright and Disco Inferno. I died laughing at that.
I think
Disco Fever. Disco Fever.
Who is it?
Disco Fever. Yeah.
You know what? Fuck that. fuck Wright and fuck Inferno.
Hold up, he's not Wright anymore. He's Berlin.
Oh fuck him. He's not even wrestling no more. I can call him whatever I want to. Fuck both of them because your boy, Mr. Smiley, was better than both of them.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so, and he's a trainer for WWE, so there you go. That's probably where he got his smooth moves from. He's like, hey, Mr. Smiley, you want to dance in the ring? Let me show you how to do it, boy.
The big wiggle.
All right, I have to give this match, to be really, really honest. Because when I give out A's, it's usually because it blew my mind. And this match didn't blow my mind, but it was freaking good. So I give it a B+.
Yeah, ditto for me.
Yeah, B plus is good. I actually, B+, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Del Rio versus Jack Swagger. Got to admit, this was actually better than I thought it would be. It was a lot of good submission moves going back and forth. Decent drama going back and forth, too. And I really thought Zeb was actually going to beat down Del Rio with a motherfucking crutch. And it happened. But you know what? Whatever. What do you guys thought about?
You want to go, Corey?
The match was great. I mean, great is a strong word, but good is sort of shortchanging it. It was worked very well. My thing is that they let Lillian Garcia do the introduction.
Yeah,
I
know, right?
Wow, yeah, I didn't notice that. Did not know that. Yeah, you know what? Minus points. You know what? Fuck it. He gets a D now. It's like, I'm like,
it's like, goddamn, Lillian will not. Do that again.
You know what? All right, first off, before I go on, fuck you guys on Twitter saying, making all these retarded jokes about the handicapped kids. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It was a lot of them. It was like more than I thought it would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Although Creative made a joke about Eugene, I thought that was funny.
You know what? I think Eugene was different. He was showing how great they could be.
Right.
or I guess this is what happens when you smoke PCP and chain smoke diesel fuel or something. I don't know, man.
Kids, don't go full retard.
Yeah, kids, don't go.
Huh? I think I was because I was expecting more out of this match and stuff. I mean, I don't know. It was just like, I think Jack Swagger, I think at the end of this match, it was just like, damn. I expected Jack Swagger to be good, but it just comes across like a mid-carder now at this point. So, you know, that's just me.
I don't know. I think this actually kind of still works in his advantage.
What's next for him, though? That's the thing.
America may have got defeated, but it never falls down or some bullshit. Come on, you can work with this.
But hold up, though. I also got to mention, because we talked about Big E earlier. What are the odds of Kofi Kingston going heel and just beating the shit out of Big E?
Yeah. All right. You don't have to go heel to beat the crap out of him.
I'm just saying, I just want Kofi to do something.
Yeah, Kofi and or actually, you know what, the tweet of the night was for me, was the only time I seen Kofi was in that commercial for the USO, you know, and I'm not making fun of the commercial, but it was The Miz, you know, it was The Miz, Caitlyn, and Kofi. And the Miz, and this is what Spoonie said. The Miz said, he like, Slim Jims are the most demanded snack by our troops overseas. And he put it in parentheses, I bet Caitlyn's tits are number one on that list, too. I was like, thank you. Thank you, sir.
You know, speaking of Slim Jims, my favorite tweet of the night was, I think this came from this guy, CJ Starchild. I'm not quite sure. But he said CM Punk is straight edge and a vegan, but he looks like he shoots heroin and eats Slim Jims all day.
You know what? See, that's disrespect. That's disrespect, Sammy.
Well, I told D this other one where, you know, Undertaker's like, yeah, I'll take your soul, and CM Punk's like, haha, I'm an atheist, sir.
I think yeah, you know, the tweets were pretty good tonight, man. You know, as far as the fans,
Spoonie,
you know,
and Matthew made my night, man.
Both, yes, they did. Both of them were hilarious tonight.
I can't wait for the next Botchamania to show some of this shit. This is like delicious.
But anyway, yeah. On to Undertaker and Punk.
Yes.
Can I just start it off? A plus.
A plus. I'll give it an A.
I'll give it an S. It's an S class match.
Hold on. All right, let me get it right. S is when you critique that as, like, you know, one of the best of all time in my book. You know what I'm saying? That's like a 5-star match.
I don't
think this was a 5-star match. I can't say that. I give it an A because it was really done well, man. And I noticed something. I told my wife this. Did you notice that? First off, I thought it was cool as shit for Punk to go down there, you know, with Living Color playing for
her. Oh, hell yeah.
Blew my wife's mind because she didn't know everybody was black and she didn't know the guys was black. I was like, you didn't know that shit? Yes, wait, I what? Know.
Say that again?
My wife didn't know that Living Color was black.
that's how they got famous.
Yeah, the only
being the black rock band that Mick Jagger backed.
It was the only thing. See, they made all their money off of basically royalties and motherfucking touring. They really didn't do a royalties. Lot.
Warner screwed them over.
Yeah, I heard something about that. I heard some shit like that. You know, I don't know the whole little thing about it, but you know, they pretty much make their money when they can. But it's kind of funny. My wife's like, I didn't know that. I'm like, you listen to rock more than I do. How the fuck did you not know that? But I thought it was cool for Punk because Punk, that always used to be his theme song. So it had to be a bit of a mind fuck for him. You know, I used that in the indies. I fought for that to be my theme song here. And now these guys are playing for me at fucking WrestleMania. So if Undertaker was like his top 5 favorite wrestlers of all time, he probably came on himself, but we didn't even know it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. I thought Undertaker's entrance, holy shit. The hands looked like they were coming up out of the ground and all that. I loved that, man.
That was pretty badass. I was like, wow, Undertaker's coming out with The Walking Dead. It's awesome.
I mean, in the motherfucking, the whole Brooklyn Bridge is on fire. I was like, holy shit. I knew Vince put that eyesore up there for a reason.
Yeah. Man, like, he came up and he had that jacket with the ripped arm sleeves, and I was like, oh, shit, is his gloves purple?
Oh, you thought the same thing?
Yeah, man.
Man, if you brought back purple gloves, I would have marked out like, yo, dude, I have officially filled the cup right now.
I told my wife, like, he comes that way with purple gloves, I think we should start crying. Like, I think Undertaker's about to quit. I think this is his last match. The match itself was pretty fucking good, man. It was a good back and forth. I noticed something, that this match was shorter than the last 4 he had. Because the last 4 matches he had were about 30 minutes long.
Some reason this, it didn't feel like it was short. I don't know why.
This was 22 minutes long. And it didn't feel like it was 22 minutes to me. It felt shorter, actually, to me.
Hmm.
But, you know, whatever.
It felt longer, actually.
It didn't feel long to me. I don't know why. I guess I was just so anxious for this shit just to get going and popping. I wasn't even thinking about the time.
What was the time from when the... Do you know what the time from the when the entrances started to the...
Now, see, that's the one thing they don't count. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't...
Because if they counted that, it would probably, like, make more sense.
Let's just shave off 5 minutes, and that will be still... That will be, like, 16 minutes. About 16 minutes. So that's still decent, but still. They went out there, had a great match. I noticed that Punk was... He didn't fucking slow down for Undertaker at all. And right. Undertaker kept up with him. And that was just amazing for Undertaker, who has like zero cartilage in his knee.
and like two new hips and a new shoulder.
I know, right? And only I'm still surprised he's trying to impregnate Michelle McCool. I still have no idea. Like, yo, Taker, stop.
This guy is too old for kids.
He's too old for kids, man. He looks like Bryan Cranston, motherfucking Breaking Bad.
Walter White.
Yeah. He looked like Walter off of motherfucking Breaking Bad right
freaking
now.
Jesse comes out of nowhere. Yo, Mr. White, yo, we gotta make some meth, man.
Hey, yo, take it. When we go to, you know what? That was motherfucking singing Punk. Somebody has not made a meme of that yet. Just replacing their heads.
Hint, D, you could be the first.
Motherfucker, I don't have motherfucking Photoshop. I can't do that shit. I would love to, man. But
hold on. This is how I feel about the match. It was fast, much fast. My gripes with the last two matches with the Undertaker and Triple H was that the matches were too slow, and there was few and far in between. But you know, when there wasn't anything in between, everything was, you know, big and It was like a regular match with CM Punk, except it had this big feel to it. And CM Punk gave everything he had. Undertaker gave everything he had, except he wasn't carried out by the Druids. So, you know, but like CM Punk almost died because that fucking Spanish announce table.
Oh, dude,
man. That announce table stood up like a champ as long as it could.
Yeah. And then it was like a twig later on, but we'll get to that. But, like, the angle they had when he first did it, it looked like he went into it with his ribs, and I was like, Punk's done. His rib went into his lung, and he's just dead. And then he hit it with his hip or something, or he landed on it with his leg.
Yeah, it's like he got Undertaker, but he still took the blow from the table.
Yeah, and I mean, CM Punk got into the ring and he was holding his leg, and I thought he was legitimately hurt. And it's moments like these you really wonder if CM Punk is legitimately hurt or if he's just that great of a seller. And he has that with every single match that he has. Like, sometimes I'll just snap out of it and stop getting fooled, but I still think he has a legitimate leg injury each time he gets into the ring.
Yeah.
Or arm injury or something.
I think Shawn Michaels is really good at that. Shawn Michaels did that all the fucking time, because every time Shawn Michaels fell funny, he'll go right to his ribs. Like, I'm like, holy shit, he broke him. He finally did it.
And, you know, CM Punk is masterful at ring psychology, which is another discussion that we will be getting into later.
Yes, we will. Yes, we are all psychology. And I gotta say, yes, this was an A, straight up an A. It was a great match. It lived up to the hype. It's, you know, some people might complain it should have been longer. They should have done more finishers, but not in my book. I think they did it well.
A perfect amount of finishers, and we will be talking about that later on.
My only complaint about this is the aspect that this should have been the last match of the night, and that's more so maybe because that's WWE booking I should be complaining about more than anything else.
Yeah,
but it was just like, damn, this would have been an awesome last match. I think that would have made everybody feel like, you know what, this was actually a good WrestleMania. But you know,
all of Undertaker's matches should be the last match, because you never know if this might be the last one. Because this one almost didn't happen until Undertaker was like, well, I'll give this house show a go. You know?
Yeah, it's one of those, and it's. You know, there's one other thing. How big do you think this was for Undertaker? And in a way of, once again, it's Undertaker and symbolic. See, once again, ring psychology, this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, he walked out with that urn. Now, how do you think that looked? Just him walking out with that urn. Paul Bearer just died not even a month ago.
Undertaker looked like he was about to cry.
Thank you. I thought I was the only one that noticed that. He looked like he was actually about to start crying, man.
Like, legitimately, I think he was about to cry.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we hear years later, because years later when they know Undertaker can't attack nobody, like, yeah, he was crying like shit.
It's like, who said that? What?
Undertaker's in a walker coming at somebody. Like, holy shit.
But like, yeah, it was great, man. Yeah, that was a perfect ending to that entire feud.
Now, you know what? See, as much as I thought this next match was okay, there was this big gust that just left motherfucking MetLife Stadium.
well, hold on. Here's the problem with booking matches like that and then having matches after that is crowds get tired.
Yeah, they do.
I think that if the Lesnar versus H match happened earlier, the crowd would have been off their rockers for it.
But it was kind of amazing last year. I think they did it because last year, you know, they started off with Undertaker and, you know, it was Undertaker and Triple H, and everybody was nuts for that. Then here comes Punk and Jericho, and there was, besides Rock and Cena, they were really fucking loud for that. They was going nuts for that match. Yeah. Then you had Rock and Cena. Of course, you know, that's going to be the big one, you know. And everybody, you know, I think in WWE, they were probably saying, like, we can do that again. And this year, it just didn't work. This year, it just didn't work that way. And I think it was a combination of a lot of, come on, how can you follow that shit?
That's pretty much exactly. That was pretty much the line of thinking that everybody had going into the next match, because it was like, man, how could they top this? Because pretty much Rock, Cena, and Triple H and Lesnar is going to have a lot to prove.
Oh, when we get to the last match, I will, because I have something to say about that. Anyway, real quick, thank you, Jesus. That fucking concert was really painless, because I didn't fucking watch it, and I don't think nobody did.
Yeah, P. Diddy can. That dude was pulling hits out of his ass.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of concerts, I meant to bring this up about Living Color. I'm a huge Living Color fan, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm named after their singer.
What's his name?
Corey Glover.
Ah, wait, is it Corey with a H?
No. That's not how you actually spell my name.
No.
C-O-R-E-Y.
No. I know black people a little bit too well. I knew a guy named Ryan. His name was R-Y-N. I'm like, where's the A? No, that's how you spell my name.
Your name is Ron.
The best one was off of Key and Peele when he said, I lie to you not, I knew this girl. Her name was L apostrophe and a hyphen. Her name was LaDasha. I was like, son of a bitch. God. Anyway, okay, on to Triple H and Brock Lesnar. Okay. I think it's because everybody predicted this was going to be a win for Triple H. It kind of blew it. You know what I mean? I think everybody knew Triple H was going to win. That's probably what it was. I don't know.
I mean, you know what it is? I wanted it to go, like, to be a legit brawl where they go backstage and out into the streets in the back of WWE or in a stadium and actually fight, but, you know, didn't happen.
That's never going to happen again.
No. I don't think WWE likes doing that anymore. They've been doing backstage brawls, but it's, like, just for that segment, you know? Yeah. They don't do that in a connecting match anymore.
But, hey, at least we got a steel chair out of it.
Not at a big event like this, because it's kind of like forcing the people that paid money to be there watching something on TV, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the same thing they felt about when I was... God, that was actually a pretty good hardcore match. It was Raven, Big Show, and Kane. And, oh, real quick story
about... The one where Kane botched the cart?
Yes.
Yeah, but I like the story so much because Raven said if that show was in the cart, he said if that cart hit that little generator a little bit, was like an inch away, he said if he would have hit that generator, we would have turned off all of WrestleMania. They said that was where all the power was. I was thinking, holy shit, I'm fired. I was this close to being fired. He said because my stupid ass wanted to bump off the fence like that. Wow, man. I was like, wow. But yeah, but they don't do that no more. Like you said, it's paying customers, and I'm pretty sure Vince is like, bullshit. Kick your ass out there in front of everybody, man.
Right.
And so, yeah, but I didn't see any blood. I thought there was going to be at least blood. You know, a cut. You know, I wasn't thinking like, oh my God, he's busted wide open. I wasn't thinking that.
There was a sledgehammer to the head.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer to the head. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, but we also found out one thing. Lesnar has a weakness to steel stairs.
Yes. If I'm mistaken, Lesnar is 0-2 when it comes to a steel
stairs. First it was Goldberg, and then now it's the Triple H. This dude is just like, yo, that's his kryptonite. He's done.
No!
The steel stairs almost screwed him up against Cena.
Oh, yeah. That's when he blamed Cena for fucking him over. I'm like, oh, no, you just hate, the steel steps hate you. Oh, so, no, you know what it was? It started when he was a rookie in WWE. He was like, oh, so you're just going to jump right onto the ring and the power is going to go off. You're not even going to walk up me. All right, nigga, I got you. I got you. Your whole life is going to be over because of me. I'm going to haunt you for the rest of your career. Anyway.
You know what? Brock Lesnar also has a weakness to people not trained in MMA performing an MMA move. That Kimura was as bad as The Rock's sharpshooter.
Yo, did you hear him scream out "Hiyah" when he did that?
Here's me. Well, at least he's having fun.
You know when Triple H does the pose thing that he does, like if you listen closely, he goes.
I got a question. I got a real quick question. Anybody notice that the Sandman just bust a nut all over his belly before the match? What was that? Can somebody help me?
I'm pretty sure Stephanie McMahon had some baby powder and accidentally squeezed it too hard and just blasted all over his chest before he rolled out to the ring. He's like, you know what, babe? Just screw it. I'm just going to walk out like this.
You know, Steph, thinking of Triple H, like, Steph, this is the shit I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
I see why Rock called you a $2 hole back in the day.
But you know what? It was weird. It was just weird that he just
Did you see Lesnar's face though? Because his face is like, what the fuck?
I think everybody said that, man. I think everyone said he's like, man, did you just roll on Scarface's desk? What's going on with all that powder on you, dog? But anyway.
Powder keeps me aerodynamic.
You know what? The thing is, legitimately, I think Triple H just isn't used to having chest hair.
Maybe. I don't know.
He should probably ask Shawn Michaels about this stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But
creepy. Yeah, creepy moment. Yeah. Oh, come on.
No, not for it's okay, man. But as far as the match.
Oh, God.
As far as the match. Give your grades, guys.
I'm going B.
I liked it.
Yeah, I go B.
I'm probably one of the only people here that really liked the match. I'm gonna go B plus.
I'm gonna go a solid B minus. Solid B minus. How can it be solid B minus? So it's a B minus though.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I liked it.
People would have really liked the match if the crowd was into it.
Yeah, I mean, it was an enjoyable match. I mean, it's just like, you know, I'm looking on Twitter and everybody's getting all snarky, like, this match sucks. I'm like, wow, really? You're just being a dick right now.
Yeah, exactly. So, and of course, our main event of the night.
A.K.A. the match no one wanted.
A.K.A. they're going to do this a third time. We're going to see it coming.
Hold on. Look, I have a lot to say here.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What was the last thing we talked about before we ended the last one and put it up?
I'm trying to remember the exact. What did we say?
Kurt Angle doing the finishers, getting right back up, doing another finisher, getting right back up, taking a finisher, getting right back, then doing his finisher, then getting right back up, and like, yeah, I'm great at ring psychology.
All right, you know what? All right. Let me get this straight. John Cena couldn't sell water to a dying person in the Sahara Desert. No, fuck that. He couldn't sell shit to a fly. No.
He couldn't sell a microphone to Scott Steiner.
That's a good one. God, that's actually a good one. Oh, all right, put it this way. I had cum shots that gave more of a fuck than him.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Know what, I'd rather watch.
He's not the. Let me get this right. For D, for me, not for you two, but for me, I'm not mad at Cena. I'm mad at both of these motherfuckers.
No. See, I'm not mad at Cena. I'm mad at The Rock and the writing. More than anything else. Just because this is like, the writing more or less dictated this is how the match is going to go. But it's just like, really? Like Cena, you receded back just like a couple of nights ago. You and Punk had like five moves going for yourself. And now this match is just like, oh, you relegated back to two moves now. What the hell?
I think it was kind of funny with the whole thing going back and forth. It's like Punk kept it at a good pace. The second match they did at Elimination Chamber, Punk kept it high pace.
Was it Elimination Chamber or was it Survivor or Elimination
Chamber?
Slam?
No, Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
Where Punk, the last match that Rock had.
Oh, with Rock. Okay, yeah, I thought you Punk were talking actually, with Cena.
Nah, the last match they had was on Monday Night Raw. Good God, I puked a rainbow out of every orifice in my body. That was a great-ass match.
Yes, it was.
Holy shit. You know what? I wasn't even
mad that Cena won it.
Oh, hell no. When Cena won it, I immediately clapped. I was like, holy fuck, 5 stars. S-ranking, 5. I couldn't believe. I was like, that was a great match. But look, Punk kept it high pace, and I give it up for The Rock. He kept up with him. He actually did everything. My wife pointed this out. I was like, well, Cena's carrying this match. Why are they going so slow? She said, they're going at Rock's pace. I was like, yeah.
But don't get me wrong. I mean, Cena winning, I was just like, well, at least we got the era of Super Cena mode coming back again. That's awesome.
Oh, man, your kids ain't sick of that, right? Then you know what? Then it starts all of us wetting ourselves. Okay, where's the heel flip coming? Why?
Because we wanted this. Because at least for me, I wanted World Life Cena back. God damn it.
Dude. We will see another good Highlander movie before that shit ever happens, man. It's never going to happen.
Be careful what you wish for, sir.
Dude.
We would get a good Aliens video game.
Just took it a step further and say, well, you know what? Prometheus will actually be good again.
Made it again. Prometheus 2 is going to be off the hook. You like the first one, right?
Right? Right?
Hey, let's make a Stargate reference.
Oh, good one. Stargate Atlantis will have a reunion show before John Cena goes heel. Is that good one or is that bad? I don't know. I never watched Atlantis. I don't know.
Well,
it had Jason Momoa. It had that one guy that was on I think he was on like Alien Nation.
Watching Cena Rock, I would rather have seen Jason Momoa wrestling The Rock.
Dude, I would rather see.
What was that show on Showtime or something with Malcolm Jamal Warner on it?
Jericho?
Jericho. I think it was Jericho. No,
Jeremiah. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
That will come back.
Dude, we will find out what happened at the last episode of The Sopranos before that happens, man. Yeah.
Know what happened? Tony Soprano got a blowjob from his wife after dinner. Boom. There you go.
You know what'll happen? Guitar Hero will come back and be good before.
You know what? I'm not a fan of the games. Banjo-Kazooie will have another game.
Crash Bandicoot
is actually coming out next. I think it's coming out soon. Don't do that. Don't do that, man.
It's been coming out soon since 2009.
Okay, you won that one. You won that one.
I'll did this whole thing. Romo is gonna win the Super Bowl this year.
Don't do that, man.
Laura Croft will be fappable again.
Dude.
That's a good one.
I like that one. I like see this guy. This fucker. He gets it.
He's thinking. This guy's going places.
He's outside the box. My friend, he's a Chicago. His name on the forum is Chicago Punk. He put out. He said, "I don't know why we do this shit every year. Ziggler cashing in, Orton receding, going to heel, Punk in the street. Will you stop this disappointing shit, guys? We're like fucking Cubs fans. Stop it." I'm like, you're gonna start crying.
Moving on.
Yeah, but on to the match itself, because I don't
really match itself. The Rock
boring chance.
This boring chance in the main event of WrestleMania. Oh my god, people had to have been losing their shit.
Somebody said it best in that fact that this was like watching WWE 13 match with infinite SmackDown meter. Oh my god. This rant you're about to go on about the match. Do go on, Mr. Corey.
Man. I'm just like, The Rock is not in ring shape. And he probably never will be. And he needs to probably stick to wrestling people that he needs to keep up with rather than people who are perfectly fine with slowing down for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a little too big. He's bigger than how he usually is. I think that's what's messing him up.
It's like I tweeted this. I said the thing that was so great about The Rock back in the 90s was that he was so agile while being entertaining, and now he's just big, bulky, and out of breath.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Can't knock that. But I mean, that's more so him just being in Hollywood and just getting big and jacked for movies and stuff, and it's like, you know.
Yeah, and mentioning the boring chance, I really hope that all the stockholders were watching and paid close attention to that and realized that what they think is great for business does not translate well, and that they probably should give lenience to people who actually know wrestling. Because the people want to give shit to Vince McMahon and all of that, but the reason we had John Cena versus The Rock over the past 2 years is not Vince McMahon. It probably wasn't his idea. It's the stockholders. And it's full of stockholders that know business but don't know television. And
it's kind of like that with video games and stuff, where stockholders dictate that they know everything about the video game business. They
Activision. Really... EA.
And, you know,
Ubisoft, Assassin's Creed.
I'm about to say Ubisoft, man. I think Ubisoft is probably the biggest offenders of that shit.
Because it's like, hey, kids want more Assassin's Creed, right? Right? Right?
Nobody fucking asked for it.
At least they made a new Rayman game.
But you know what, you're exactly right about it's the stockholders. That's like everything in life. The people that don't know shit about anything is the people that usually runs it half the time. When it's a big corporation like this.
Yeah, but with wrestling, the great thing about that is that you have the fans right there and giving you instant feedback. And a lot of the times with video games and with music and stuff like that, like, people will hate it, but business people will only see the number of units it pushed and think that people love it. So now with wrestling, I'm assuming they watch their own product.
I'm assuming also.
And they are watching it, and they'll probably get like, oh, WrestleMania sold 2.8 million pay-per-view buys. That's great. But they'll also say, but they chanted boring during our main event. Like, you know, in 2.8 million people saw that and probably agreed with it.
Yeah, so it's a give or take kind of thing. It's like, all right, I guess we need to change.
Right.
So it's not even that. It's more of, like you said, not even that. The crowd, you notice that, like I said, they were dead most of the match.
Right.
And only the Cena fans were really shooting. You know, and I'm not even attacking the Cena fans or the Rock fans for this, but most of that match, they were quiet. Last year, you couldn't get them people to shut the fuck up.
Right.
So this year, they were just dead silent. And that's the one thing that really turned me off. I'm like, it's dead silent during a main event match in WrestleMania. And what really pissed me off is that you seen Fandango and Chris Jericho intensity. You seen the Shield come out there look good. Look, even Swagger and Del Rio, a match that a lot of people were burying, it looked good. People came out there with a fucking purpose. They came out there with the idea of, hey, fuck Cena and fuck Rock, I'm going to have the best match of the night. And that was, you know, in my standpoint of that, yeah, that was good. Everything was high-paced. Everything was fast-paced. Everything had purpose. Then they show up, and they're slow. I said it to Matthew Abachamania. The STF was nothing more than an elaborate rest hold. That's all it was in this match. And it was just like, oh my God. And that shitty, you know what? The Rock never knew how to do the sharpshooter correctly. I don't know why the hell we always give him pot.
Yeah, when he started doing that back in the, when he started doing that first initially doing that, I was like, that's a half ass sharpshooter. That's worse than Miz's 2.5 figure four.
Actually, I don't want to go that far.
Miz, that's worse than Triple H's Kimura.
You know what? You know, it's bad. Somebody said, man, he said, man, the Miz, he like the Miz, he's not built like built like Ric Flair do. I was like, no, first off, Triple H is bigger.
Flair has nothing to do with build.
Exactly. I was like, Triple H is bigger than Flair. It can do it properly. How the hell can Miz not do that properly?
Triple H can do the Indian Deathlock.
Oh, man, he still does the Indian Deathlock. I like that, man. That's an old school move right there, man. Anyway, I love
that move, man. He did that to Booker T, remember?
Oh, my goodness, man. Booker T was, like, tapping like crazy.
Yo, did you puke Rainbow when you saw that, though?
I slightly came one.
Dude, I'm a Triple H fan, so anytime he does the spine buster and does that little gay roar of his, I'm like, I can admit that. Anyway,
hey, I was talking about chest hair earlier, so
he's like this. Hey, I'm a man. I got two children. What are you talking about? I ain't gay. I eat a raw steak in front of y'all just to prove it or some shit. But
look, it's the blood, and I'm not spitting it out. Like
it's sort of like that. And I was just like, you know. Is like we were saying, it was just they didn't come out there with no type of intensity, and I felt like Cena was the only one that was doing the purpose. Rock was like, all right, let's get this shit over with. I'm tired. That's what really felt like, and that's why I really kind of got mad at The Rock. Now there was like one or two spot. There was only one spot I liked where Cena, where everybody thought he was going to go heel all of a sudden, and he did elbow.
I wanted to talk about that.
Go ahead. I actually liked it, personally.
That was the perfect way to end the match.
True.
And I was about to go into this before the call dropped earlier. I was saying, you know, the match ended 2 minutes too late. Like, that spot where he tricked The Rock into countering the people's elbow and went right into everything, like, that's where it should have ended, because that, in my opinion, is where the match climaxed. And with the main event, the match should always end closer during the climax of the match. And climax. And I just there was no need to have four more finishers after that, you know?
Oh God, the finishers killed me, and I'm like, guys, you can do more moves than that. What's going on here?
And I tweeted this, like, it doesn't help that The Rock and Cena both have, respectively, only one legitimate finisher. Because The Undertaker can have a finish crazy match, but he has four finishers. So it's like, The Rock, the People's Elbow, is not a finisher. He has the Rock Bottom. John Cena, the STF, is not a finisher. he has the FU, the attitude adjustment, the whatever the fuck it is now. Like, they only have those two moves. So when they're going for it the 24th time, it gets open. When the Undertaker goes for the choke slam, and then he goes for a tombstone, and then he goes for the last ride, misses, goes into the choke slam, it's more exciting. That's just me.
No, but you actually make perfect sense with that, man. They just, I guess that's what they really count on doing or something like that. I have no idea. I guess, really, you know, you made a point there. Is they have no, they only got one solid finisher among the both of them. And, hey, this is what the fans wanted.
You know what, though, man? Only thing I ask next year is that if they have the balls to sit there and do Rock Cena 3, and I hope they don't.
Triple threat, please.
Either triple threat or make it a freaking Royal Rumble pay-per-view match. Don't even make it WrestleMania.
Yeah, because you blew your load.
Extreme rules.
You know what? It blew their load 2 times on this match. I don't think you can do it again.
And to me, it's like if you do it 3 times, I would put it at Royal Rumble. And then if you really want to have a good WrestleMania, make it CM Punk versus Cena Iron Man match.
Oh, God. I just came a little.
That's never going to happen, man. Never going to fucking happen.
I think it's got to happen.
I think it's going to happen. I think something's good. You know what? I can say this, though, as, you know, to wrap this whole thing up, I can say this, that WrestleMania was not bad this year. It was not bad by a long shot. It surpassed my expectation. I can say that. It surpassed my expectation. I had a lot of fun this year. This build-up, this little week, despite the weak build-up it had, I actually enjoyed the matches that went down. I actually enjoyed the whole weekend they had this year. It was pretty fucking awesome. So I enjoyed it as a whole. I'll give it a B+. I give WrestleMania a B+.
With me, it wasn't bad, but it was extremely underwhelming. But I think that CM Punk versus Undertaker is, like, as much as a CM Punk fan I am, I after all the surgeries and, you know, like, you could see, like, Undertaker sporting a surgery on his shoulder, you know, it screwed up his tattoos, and, like, I did not think that they would pull such a great match just magically out of their asshole. Like, I thought that that match was going to be okay because, like, as great as CM Punk is, I didn't think he would be that great. And still, I don't think he's that great because that match, Taker was way better than I thought he would. Way better than I thought he would. And, like, that for me is probably, like, the best. I want to say it's right there with the first Michaels versus Undertaker match.
Huh.
All right.
I can say this. I wouldn't know where to put it at, my opinion. But, you know, you make a good point.
I want to say that right now, but I'm going to have to let it, like, simmer with me and, like, give it about a month or two to see if I still feel the same way or if it's just because of the excitement of it just happening. But it was that match blew my mind. The rest of the WrestleMania, like Chris Jericho and Fandango, they had a really good match. It probably, I want to rank that as the second best match of the night. And then, like, third would probably be Triple H versus Brock Lesnar. Fourth would be the Shield. No, wait. The Shield would probably go third. Lesnar would go fourth.
I was going to say that. I was actually going to say that.
And after that would be the Ziggler tag team match. And then below that would be Rock and Cena. That was just such a draining match, but overall I would probably give it a solid B.
Cool. I got a B for it, too. I mean, it's just, don't get me wrong, I like the ending with, you know, Cena being the class act and saying, oh, you know, raising Rock's hand and all that stuff.
But you know what? That moment was ruined by the crowd unanimously booing. There was not a cheer in the audience. Everybody was disappointed. And that wasn't a we hate you Cena boo. That was a this match sucked boo.
Yeah, it was more of like, oh, for the love of God. Stop sucking each other off. Do that backstage.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably why I wanted the heel turn to happen, where Cena wins and all of a sudden he just hits The Rock with the belt and walks out. I think everybody would have marked out at that point.
Yeah. You know, I'm not even...
That's worth it.
I'm not even going to put my hopes in that ish ever happening again, so... Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter.
I'm in the same boat. I don't think Cena's ever going to turn heel now.
Yeah. Oh well. That's it for me. Y'all guys are satisfied?
I'm satisfied. I got it off my chest. I mean, it was an alright pay-per-view. So
all right.
I'm still a bit pissed off, but I'll get over it. I'll watch Cena I'll watch Punk versus Undertaker again, and maybe I'll watch Punk versus Cena.
Well, anyway. That's it. We'll see you folks later.
Peace.